Blog Talk Radio.
We have laws in this country. And you know, there's a saying in the Bible, render unto God what is God's, and render unto Caesar what is Caesar. Caesar meaning the secular law that people are supposed to follow. Now, we have since learned, supposedly, that you cannot pass a law to protect a disabled person who has to deal with a service dog school because the agencies are private. And they claim, which we found out to be false, they claim they don't get any money from the public.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
Not true. Okay. So there's no law. You know, you apply, they raise $100,000, train a dog, and supposedly match the dog with the disabled person. Now, if the person doesn't get the dog, if something goes wrong, the school keeps the money, and the person has no rights. Okay? So, we have a petition at change.org. Now, thousands of people have signed that petition. It's been brought to my attention more than once that some people have withdrawn their names from that petition for whatever reason. I have my own theory on that. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. You know, in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. That's the principle by which we live. And it could be the worst criminal, the most horrible criminal, who does the most heinous crime. And that principle still stands in this country.
Yeah.
So, those who are thinking twice about signing our petition obviously don't believe in this country that people should have rights.
Which is horrible.
You know, and I suspect strongly that these agencies are behind it, just like they were behind the fact that the Americans with Disabilities Act does nothing and says nothing to protect you when you're dealing with a service dog school. Now, why wasn't that put in to that act, that American Disabilities Act? Every person who's disabled in this country potentially could apply for a service dog. Okay? That's what, 50, 60 million people could apply.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're going to get it,
right,
but they could apply. And that means that every one of those people have no rights to a day in court. So,
yeah,
the solution is, and by the way, we just did a video on this for YouTube, so we'll let you know when that is put up so you can, if you want to, look at it. The solution is very simple. You know, create a contract.
Sorry.
Someone's got to turn that music
off. A contract. A contract between
Jesus.
The disabled. Create a contract between the disabled person and the school where they are applying for the dog. That contract protects all parties, not just the disabled person. It protects the school, too. And that, to me, is the real answer. You know, and I'll tell you why you need protection. Because when you, let's take the highest form of help that a dog can perform. Somebody's eyesight. They say that's supposed to be the worst thing to lose when you're disabled. All right. When you deny a blind person a dog, you are putting them in danger when they go out in that street. You're making you're doubling, tripling the risk of them getting killed or injured.
Please
because
stop lying.
they don't have that dog to watch over them, guide them, and protect them. So the human rights law says a blind person's dog is just like a sighted person's eyes. Now, do the agencies believe that? They
don't
believe
so.
That. To them, it's just a dog. It's the money. They raise $100,000 to train one dog. Why? Because they're taking advantage of the situation, preying on people's sympathy to get that money. Oh, look at all the we have to specially train this dog. We have to do all these things. You know, you could take any stupid dog, and I say that, you know, sarcastically. You could take any stupid dog, and that dog could be smart enough to know that you don't go out and run in front of a car.
Yes,
that's true.
You know?
They want to save themselves.
So,
there are some that are too stupid to know that, but not many.
Yeah.
Not many.
No, but a lot of them know it, you know. So you don't need $100,000 to train a guide dog.
They blame it on the breeding and everything else because they breed their own dogs.
Oh, bull dinky.
No, I know. But they breed their own dogs. They set up the train, the homes, the adopted homes for the dogs. They set up everything. And so they claim because they set all this stuff up before the dog comes to the school, you know, that they need that money. But yeah, right.
They could save time and money and be more humane if they would rescue these dogs that can serve the disabled person. And not only that, place the dog into a home with a disabled individual that potentially could use that dog as a service dog. There's half the battle right there. You know, and in addition to that, check out the dogs that people already have who are disabled to see what the potential is for that dog to serve. They don't do any of these things. You know why? Because there's no money in it.
Right.
You don't need money for that.
No.
The whole damn system has been corrupt. Especially in view of the fact that the Seeing Eye started with a blind trainer and a stray dog years ago. Years, you know, back in, 1929, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, here you have a situation. People who are removing their names from this petition, either they don't care or they've been brainwashed by the agencies or they're part of the agencies, but these people are anti-American. They don't
That's
believe
right.
in
I
the country.
If they're part of the agencies, why would they sign? If they didn't believe in it, why would they sign it in the first place? Then they wouldn't have to remove their names from it.
Because maybe their superiors found out and told them. Who knows?
How are they going to find out?
Could be. Who the hell knows? Could be anything. Maybe they told them about it. You know, or they tried to get other people in the agencies to sign and.
Yeah,
you know, and the word got out, and they were chastised.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they have to remove their own names. Who's going to know that they removed it? All we see is the numbers dropping. We don't know who came off and who went on.
They may have been threatened. Who knows? The point is, this petition is part of this country. The way this country operates, you know, the people, supposedly the people, the minority, majority rules, right? So we have all these names, you know, And to me, many of these agencies are like dictators. You know, I've described them or compared them to the Nazi Germany more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe
that.
You know, the way they train the dogs is German style.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many of them have altered their methods, you know, but
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of brute force in
training. They talk about the person that gets the dog abusing them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the mentality of the Nazi. When you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I can do this, but you cannot. You are inferior. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know they.
How dare you try?
Yeah. They're the boss. They're the commander. They're the word Gestapo. Anyway, but anyone who doesn't sign our petition to me doesn't believe in this country, because there's no law to protect millions of people. The money comes from the public, from the people. You know, and then, of course, if you do it on your own, they take away your dog's medical, which to me is a form of cruelty to animals. You know, that's the other part of this. Don't you believe that if the money is raised and that dog is really a service dog, a guide dog, that dog should get the medical that people wanted it to have?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous, and people are beginning to see how ridiculous it is in more ways than one. That you have to deal with these agencies, and you can travel halfway across the country, train with a guide dog, and never get it. You know, I mean, it's happened to thousands of people. Nobody does anything about it. You know, we had one woman on the show who was genuinely humiliated in front of her family. Came from New York to Michigan to because they were proud she was getting a dog to watch her graduate and congratulate her and all that. And the school, in the Nazi mentality out there in Michigan, lead a dog. I'm not afraid to name them for what they did. The son of a bitches that lead a dog humiliated her and wouldn't give her the dog.
Of course they did.
Yeah, and got away with it. And then a month or so ago, we called the commissioner for the blind here in New York. Regina and myself, to try to explain to this jackass moron, you know, what's going on and why doesn't the commission do something about it, you know? And he was so nonchalant about it, you know, he didn't even give a damn, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even as a non-commissioner role, why the hell doesn't he do something?
Right.
You know, they don't do a damn thing for you. So there's another Nazi mentality. The people in these places, all the people who work for these places, guide dog schools, agencies, all of them, who don't believe that we ought to have rights, should get the hell out of this country. They don't belong here.
Those are the people that Trump should be kicking out. Not everyone
that's
from
right.
foreign. He wants to kick out everyone from every foreign country. Not because they're all bad. you know.
Well,
yeah, right.
Don't let me get started. His wife is foreign, then. Shouldn't he be, you know, kicking her out?
The thing is, they're not all bad. The ones that
no,
are bad should be removed, and people like these people that won't do their job appropriately should be removed and sent somewhere, because that would be effective. But no, he wants to put walls up to keep people out, and he wants to make everyone, you know, everyone from every foreign country leave our country because he says they're no good.
Yeah.
There goes all the 7-Elevens.
Those who are violating our petition, you will not stop us from having rights. We tell you that right now.
I'll tell you.
You know, we are determined to get these rights, and we're going to get them one way or another, because it's the way it should be.
Right.
The right thing. It's a normal, natural thing for people to be able to be free and do what they have to do with their lives. So nobody's going to be able to stop that. But, you know, and those of you who have signed the petition, we're grateful. We thank you. We appreciate it very much. And it's good to know that there are thousands of people who understand and who are doing the right thing. Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And don't forget about the Big East, thekeytorescue.org. You want to adopt a great, great dog, Big East, thekeytorescue.org, 609-388-7004. Around the world with Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And we thank them for renewing their radio ad. We appreciate that. We thank all our friends who care about Inner Sight and who believe in what we're doing.
And they gave us an increase this year, which is even better.
Oh,
yeah. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, please remember all the beautiful children, Corey Foster and Aponte Oquindo included, of course. Next week is the anniversary of the death of Corey, and I want to remember him. You know, we'll do a show on it. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Check us out with SuttonInsurance.com. And don't forget about our friends at Touro Law School. Appreciate those people over there. 631-761-7000 Touro. They're right next to the courthouse in Central Islip. So check them out. You need a lawyer, give them a call. Around the world, Inner Sight and Able News.
Yep.
You got that ad? Who's got the ad?
Yes, I do.
You got
I have
the ad.
That ad. Yeah. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 27 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is also online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
You left out half the end.
I know which part I left out. Able also has a personals page and that has two marriages and also has, aside from a personals page, it has two marriages, and you can buy and sell items and things like that. So back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. And, you know, we are not afraid of those who don't want us to have rights. We're going to stand up to them, because in this country, freedom reigns. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And millions of people who serve this country have been denied service dogs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The very people that are denying them rights, who work at these organizations, are the people who are benefiting from the service that they put in. They can have their day in court, can't they? But a blind person,
yeah,
a disabled person who comes to their agency for help and who's denied that help cannot get a day in court.
That's true.
The people who run these agencies are sitting up there with rights. All the agencies. Why the hell don't they do something about it and respect the people who serve this country?
Right.
You know, and get out there and get out in the damn street and demand rights for these people. Why aren't the agencies spearheading the whole damn thing? Don't they believe in this country? I don't think
right.
they do. I don't think the guide dog no. schools believe in this system.
They just believe in making money.
Yeah. They don't want us to have no damn rights. I've said it time and time again. Get rid of these people who work for these damn agencies. Throw them out. Get rid of them. Put people in there who are going to say, yeah, let's do this contract. Let's do it. It's a great idea. Let's give people rights. We'll get in the news, you know. We'll look so damn good. We'll get more money. We'll start a legal fund, you know. Those are the kind of people you need.
We have to get the government to change their way of thinking, too, because they're the ones that tell the agencies to do this stuff.
Yeah, but not with the guide dog schools. Wait a minute, hold it. Not with the guide dog schools. They don't do a damn thing for the guide dog. The guide dog schools can do whatever the hell they want. They can do what they want. You don't have to get the government to do anything with the guide dog schools. They're private. That's why you can't pass a law. The state and the feds can't do anything. Well, they allow them to be tax exempt, but they don't get involved with their policies or anything. They could do whatever they want. And that makes
it
worse, because they have, unlike the agencies, the state run and all that, who can't do whatever they want, the guide dog schools can. They could say tomorrow, that they could call InterSight tomorrow and say, call Touro Law School, let's have a meeting. We want to do the contract. Why the hell don't they do that? They don't want people to have rights. They want to keep us under control. They want to oppress us. They're like Nazis in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. You know? And there it is, world. You love this country. You believe, right or wrong, you believe in freedom. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of injustice. But we can't even get injustice. We can't even get justice when you apply for a service dog. We can't even get in the damn courtroom.
That's true.
That's worse. At least with injustice, with injustice, you have an appeal.
Right.
We don't have that.
In more ways than one, you can't get into the courtroom. Look what happened with you.
That
when you went to go into the courtroom.
That wasn't going into a courtroom, Suzanne.
What was that?
That was going to something else. That was
well, they did.
They
did try to throw me out of court too when I was being evicted.
They did.
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
That's
The head guy came along and straightened it out. But they did try to throw me out. Yeah.
If they ever threw you out of court, that would be the last person they threw out.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
But,
what are they going to do? Arrest you for not leaving court?
Yeah.
And you know why? If they arrested you, you have to go back to court.
That's
yeah,
true.
Right.
So what would be the purpose of arresting you if you wouldn't leave the court? Then they'd have to bring you back in anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So don't be afraid to sign.
They're retarded.
Don't be afraid to sign our petition.
Right.
Because when you sign that petition, you're doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're helping somebody to have rights. You're helping somebody who can't help themselves.
Right.
You know, because people who need these service dog schools, and I try to explain this to people, can't get out in front of the schools and demonstrate.
No.
They can't do that. They'll never get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The schools will retaliate, and they'll find blind and disabled people who won't demonstrate against them. The schools won't lose anything, but the disabled person would. Because
yeah.
There's no rights. Nobody's going to protect you.
Yeah.
So we of Inner Sight are now becoming the protectors of those who really cannot protect themselves. And if I'm wrong, call me up and yell at me. You want to go demonstrate in front of the school? Come on, I'll go with you. You know?
You're not worried. They're not going to give you a dog anyway.
Yeah. Somebody said to me last night, I was talking to somebody from ADAPT, why don't you get all these blind groups around the country to do something about it? And I tried to explain it to her. You know, how the hell are you going to get blind people to do something about this who have applied or who will be applying for service dogs?
They won't do it.
Is that the person
how are you
we gonna all
do
know?
That?
You're not going to.
Huh?
They're not going to do it.
Is that the person we all know?
No, somebody else.
Because
yeah.
I know,
you know
she wouldn't go along with it because she only wants protests that cause problems. She doesn't want to resolve any.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But, yeah, there's a lot of blind groups around the country.
Yeah.
They can't do a damn thing about it. They're victims.
Because they lose their dogs.
Yeah, well, they'll never get a dog.
Right.
They're on a waiting list as it is.
Yeah. How horrible is that?
So,
you know.
Inner Sight, right now, Inner Sight is it.
Yeah.
We're the
ones. You know
ones
what's so horrible?
That are protecting. What?
I just keep seeing all around me waiting lists for everything. It really is a shame that the disabled have to wait for everything. And
sure.
You know, that's what really is horrible all around.
Because the money's not there for us. And
no,
while you're waiting,
yeah.
The agencies are making money.
Yeah, we're running
of
short.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
All right. So, again, we thank everyone who has signed the petition. We appreciate it. I don't know what the latest total is, but...
I'll give it to you. It's less than...
Oh, yeah. Can we get a quick...
Less than it was last week. 75,623 went down about 10 in last week.
All right, well, that's
we're
still
work
not bad. Over 75,000 people have signed.
Yeah.
All right, that's a lot of people.
We usually have a trend that goes back up double that after it sits for a while. We might
all
have
right, we'll
that,
be with,
but we might get 20 or 30.
We'll be with you tomorrow night live here on Inner Sight. I want to thank everyone for listening. Suzanne, co-host, Big Joe, engineer.
You're welcome.
All our friends who help. And don't forget about Good Mojo Printing. 631-666-1010. Good people over there. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Inner Sight around the world. We tell it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep on doing that. And we're
going
to win this fight.
Oh, yeah.
All right. by World, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.